You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to another episode of the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I have a quick question for you. Ever wonder why you did all of the work for your last launch, you put in the effort, and for some reason, those numbers aren't adding up? It is so frustrating, and I totally understand. But in this episode, I'm going to help you get clarity around what those numbers look like, what numbers you should be looking out for in order for you to have a juicy and profitable launch next time, okay? I'm excited because this is episode number 4 of the Six Figure Launch Playbook series, and it's all about knowing your numbers. So let me just start by saying this. The average launch is conversion for the average launch is about 2-3%. Okay. Just want to put that out there. You need to know this. Okay. But with my Launch is Late framework, my clients experience anywhere from 10% and above in terms of conversion rates. And there's a specific strategy put in place in order for that to happen. And step number one of that is really knowing the numbers. So I'm really excited to dive into this with you today. Most of us, our launch numbers or knowing and understanding our launch numbers start and stop at how much do you want to make and how many students do I need to enroll? And that's it. And that's really bad. And that's really why most people struggle when it comes to their webinars, their ads, and so on and so forth. And we're going to actually break it down on which numbers you need to know and what it looks like and what the average conversion is for each of these key pieces. Okay. So we're going to just start by getting clear on the first thing that you need to know is what is your conversion rate? So this is really important for you to understand because whether you sold on webinars or via one-on-one conversations, especially most of us listening here are probably doing one-on-one conversations the most to sell their services. What is your conversion rate when you are talking to people? So if you have 10 calls booked on your calendar, how many of those on average are you converting, right? Some people's conversion rate starts anywhere from 20-30%, right? For some people it's 50, it's 60, it's 80, right? Because they're really good at articulating the value of their work and selling people and enrolling people into their offer, right? And that's amazing. So you really need to understand like, okay, and I know selling on a webinar is slightly different, but you really need to understand like, can I actually sell and what's my conversion rate for my selling process, all right? And so that's really important for you to know. That's the first thing you need to get clarity on, all right? The second key thing that you want to get clarity on is once you're clear on your conversion rate, you wanna get clear on, again, the normal thing, right? How much you wanna make and how many students do I need to enroll to get there? So we're gonna use a data number of, you wanna make 20K for this example, your program is $1,000, so you need 20 new students to join, all right? Just keep that number, those numbers in mind. So 20K overall for your launch, 1K for the program, and 20 students as the enrollment, all right? That's our sample size. So let's say you're gonna be using a webinar to enroll people in, then the next key number that you need to get clear on is what is the number of people do I need to sign up for my webinar in order for me to make that happen, right? A lot of us do our marketing, we push, we get 100 people signed up and we're like, this is perfect. But the reality is if you are doing a webinar and your goal is 20 people, that's not enough enrollments because the next key number that you need to get clear on is the average number of webinar show ups. Like how many of you actually show up and sit and watch your webinar? So the average rate starts at 25%. It's 25-44% of people actually show up for the webinar after they sign up. So inside of Launch and Slay, I teach you a method that actually helps you get more people, more butts and seats to your live webinar. But the reality is 25% at the lowest is how many people actually show up for a webinar that they raised their hands and said they wanted to attend, okay? So if you have 100 people sign up for your webinar, only 25% of them will show. That's 25 people. Now you might say, okay, that's perfect. I could totally convert all 20 of these people, 20 out of the 25 to join my program, right? Again, it goes back to your personal conversion rate and how you sell, right? But let's just say you're not that great, right? The average sales on webinars is anywhere from 5-10%, okay? So that's just the average. So 5 to 10% is the conversion in terms of sales. All right. And so in this case, in this example, if you have, we're going to go with how many people you actually need. So I'm going to give you actually the number of what you need at the end of this. All right. So that's 5 to 10% in terms of conversion rate. And the next data piece or number that you need to get clear on is your follow-up rate, right? A lot of us aren't actually following up with people consistently when it comes to selling, but we're also not clear on what that looks like. And that looks like the number of emails that you need to send, your open rates, your click rates, right? Following up with people is important. That's where you're going to get the bulk of your sales. So you need to actually get clear on that number, right? And so it's important for us to know this information, all right? So with that being said, let me just give you a quick breakdown of what it would look like. So like I said, the pool size or the sample number that we're looking at is want to make 20K in sales, $1,000 for our program, and 20 new students. So if you want to have that particular, let's say you want to reach all 20 sales in that one webinar, you need at least 800 people signed up, raising their hands for their webinar, and then let's just say in terms of people, you need sitting in the webinar, at least 200 people sitting in the webinar so that you can reach the highest of the 10% conversion rate. So if you want to get to, let's say, I got this, I'm going to be able to convert 10% of people in the webinar, you're going to need at least 200 people out of that 800 pool to actually sit in the room with you. Now, like I said, if you are great at converting people through conversation and you're really good at sales, then you're going to be able to have that number convert higher for you. You won't need that many people, but it is ideal for us to get clear on like, okay, this is probably why your last webinar and your last launch didn't go as well, right? Because you did the ads, you got people in, let's say you got a pool of 100 people, you had this incredible goal, which seems easy enough, but you didn't actually have the number of people in the room. Because let's be clear about this. A webinar is a great selling and conversion vehicle, but there are some processes that you need to build in place in the beginning in order for you to actually build a connection with the people that are going to sit on your webinar and buy from you, right? So we need to build that know, like, and trust factor quicker, right? And also, the follow-up piece is important, right? Because not everyone sitting on your webinar or who watch a replay is actually going to buy from that, right? They're probably going to need a little bit more convincing, a little bit more priming and connection to actually become a client or a student of your program, all right? And so it's important for you to understand that these numbers are really important to get clear on in order for you to see results, right? So when you're looking at someone's six-figure launch, they're not just saying, well, I wanted to hit six figures and it just happens, right? They're really clear on their open rates, their click rates, they're clear on their personal conversion rate when it comes to selling. And like I said, the average webinar sales is about 5 to 10%, but it can definitely be improved based on your ability to sell your amazing offer. And then anywhere from 25 to 40% is the average show up rate, right? We definitely want to get it to 50 or more. We want everyone to show up, and there's a process to do that. But the reality is that's the average numbers. And so when we don't know these things, it tends to leave us feeling a little bit crazy. We're like, I did everything. I posted, I did the ads. Why didn't this work? And that is because we were not clear on these numbers. And so I want to encourage you to dive deep into getting clear about your numbers, not just how much you want to make and how many students you need to enroll, but again, conversion rate, webinar enrollment rate, if you're going to use that. And let's say you are going to do a challenge, whatever that number is for you. The show up rate, getting clear on how many people you need in the room to sit with you, your conversion rate in terms of a webinar, like I said, the average is 5 to 10%, but it could be more for you depending on how good you are with articulating the value of your offer, and then your follow up rate, which is important, and knowing what you need to be doing to follow up, right? Most of us are just sending a few emails after our webinars, and we really need to, from the time our cart opens until the time our cart closes, really need to be engaging and connecting with people consistently in order for them to see, hey, this is the right fit for them. Okay. So that's all I wanted to share with you. You need to know the numbers, because guess what? It's a numbers game, whether you are selling your services on a regular or you're launching, you really need to get clear about these numbers. It will definitely make a world of difference on how you show up and what effort, where you put your effort in your launch, right? Because a lot of us are putting our efforts in all the shiny, pretty things, and this is what you really need to get clear on in order for it to work. So that way, once you get clear on this and you know, okay, I definitely need to do ads, but I don't have the time to actually do all this buildup, or I need more lead time in order for me to get more people on my webinar, whatever the case may be. So I hope this was helpful for you. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And of course, before I sign off, you know the drill. Go ahead and go to my website, www.fabiolajordani.com/launch playbook, and grab my free launch playbook and get your life together and get your launch together. I will see you on our next episode. Thank you so much. And feel free to holler at me on Instagram and let me know what you think about today's episode. Bye, gorgeous. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you are ready for a simple and proven process to launch and fill your premium offers, then I want to invite you to apply for VIP coaching with me, where we're going to work together on selling out your offers so that you can create more freedom in your business. Go to the link in the show notes and learn more and apply. I'll see you there. Bye, gorgeous.